This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. And I told you, it's not a victory Monday. It's a football Monday.
Morning, Molly. Yes, it's a bad Monday in Chicago. Wow. That was a forgettable loss.
And you added insult to injury.
Yeah, a lot of injuries. The Bears are banged up. And last Monday we came in after the Commanders game, and I think that what happened in Landover, Maryland, that was shocking.
Mm.
What happened out in Arizona was no less alarming. It was a bad loss followed by one that you could argue was even worse because of the circumstances.
That's their worst loss of the year.
I don't disagree.
I will give you that. Yeah,
I don't disagree.
Definitely their worst loss of the year. It was a game the Bears were never in. You never felt they were going to win that game. That's how bad they played. They had the same problems they have every first quarter. They couldn't limit teams to field goals this time out. They gave up touchdowns. And, David, it was one of those afternoons best forgotten. I don't know that anyone is going to be able to. We had the post-game show. We had, I would say, 90% of the callers just called in to say fire Matt Eberflus.
That's going to be the predominant theme of today's conversation, I think, around town. I think that is the overwhelming consensus that people want some sort of consequence for the Bears taking a step backward and not making any progress in year three under Matt Eberflus. What you were waiting for yesterday was a response to a week of controversy, dysfunction, conversation, all the things that
chaos came
out. Yeah, it was chaos. And you wanted to see some evidence of steadying the ship, of something that the Bears were headed in the right direction. And the Bears responded to all of that with a collective shrug. We don't know what direction we're headed. We don't have an obvious plan. And somehow they lost their way when they went to London, and they win a game over there. The bye week was the worst thing about this schedule, and they never have recaptured that momentum that they created by beating the Jaguars in London. And now you're in full-fledged crisis mode. If you thought last week was bad, it was kind of a shock to their system. What I think this week is about is, like, it's settling in that this is a problem, and this may be the last Sunday that you look at optimistically if you're the Bears.
Well, I think you feel like you're going to win this game, not because you're good, because they're so bad.
They're bad. But they've got a rookie quarterback that is trending in the right direction, and you're the Bears, and you've got a rookie quarterback that is leveling out.
Well, you can't protect him, and you can't do anything. You can't get anything going because the one thing they did, David, I was searching high and low trying to figure out what was a positive. We were looking for a positive. I guess the field goal kicker went 3 for 3. Does that count as a positive?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't. I felt
it's, not really.
It's a,
I mean,
it's a hollow one. But they did open the game with some rhythm. They did. You've been calling for them to kind of go no huddle early to speed up their offense. They did that. They moved the ball, but then they didn't. Then they fell apart. And as we talk about, they did get a couple of third down conversions, but I think they managed 3 for the game. So it was quite horrible. And frankly, I know no one wants to talk about it, and everyone gets mad when you bring it up because that Matt Eberflus was here in a year when they were seemingly losing on purpose and giving players away. And Matt Eberflus was here while they're trying to build something. Nonetheless, 0-18, 0 wins and 18 losses on Sundays now, and 3-18 when they're on the road. I'm sorry, but winning on the road is part of life in the NFL. And, you know, I don't know if you feel that they lost 2 games in Washington, that the Fail Mary was so damning that that ended up costing them 2 games. But for a professional football team, this is not the college game. You are supposed to be able to control momentum, and they couldn't do it at all.
And I know that comes with somewhat of an asterisk because they did win in London. It was technically a home game.
That's what but Eberflus the point, apparently
but,
argued.
But the point is no less impactful.
That's a neutral site game.
You have a Bears team that when you go on the road, regardless of whether you're a college team or an NFL team, I think that in any sport, in any time, you rely on the people. You build this up as like all you can do is believe in the people who are there. It's you against the world. And no matter where you are, what the venue is. And I think what happened yesterday and what happens with the Bears is that you don't see that meaning anything. And what happened last week in the aftermath of the Fail Mary was that all of the questions about the credibility were publicly discussed because it came from within.
Yes.
And you have a team that I referred to last week was unraveling. What happened yesterday was bad became worse because they never found a way to bring that and use that to their advantage. So now you've got a real tenuous locker room. I think you've got a real shaky leadership structure. And you've got a lot of these things that are realities that you can't ignore. And so all of a sudden, you look at this season, which we started to think about in very positive terms after the London victory, when they came home and they had that bye week and to celebrate that, to wonder, what did they do? Did they get complacent during the bye week? And you question everything about the operation, beginning with the head coach, going down to, you know, the play caller, throughout everything about the Bears is fair game to wonder about. And every decision is worthy of second guessing. And yesterday, there were a few. And you're right, the offensive game plan coming out, it wasn't terrible. They looked like a competent offense. They weren't scoring points. But Caleb Williams running no huddle in the first quarter looked good. Defense was the issue. They gave up the most points they did since week 11 last year, and that was a big surprise.
I told you, say what you want, but Montez Sweat is clearly the defensive player of the year. Because without him, oh my God.
I think we all knew that he was valuable to that team. And I think we talked about in terms of the pass rush and the contain of Kyler Murray. What I think we overlooked, if we did anything, was that you forget how valuable he was to run defense because of the way he is stout at the line of scrimmage. And he also makes it harder to block everyone else in the run game when he is on the field in the middle of everything. And what the Cardinals did was they took advantage of that because whether it was Dominique Robinson or whoever replaced Montez Sweat, you don't replace Montez Sweat.
Yeah.
And the run defense suffers as a result.
They were given the old Wilson enema in that game. I mean, the Arizona Cardinals ran the ball over them, around them, through them. It was the only thing that saved the Bears in the game was that the goofy coordinator got bored running the football. There were a couple of times where they got into the red zone and he decided he was going to throw the ball. Why? All you had to do was to continue to put James Conner running, have the tire tracks over the Bears defensive line.
Yeah.
And then when Kevin Byard you know, this is one of the things that really annoyed me, that so many of the guys that were second-guessing and openly questioning the coach were pretty much, they didn't make the big plays, right? I mean, I don't know if you consider Cole Kmet a guy that talked a lot last week. He said a very damning thing about the way they practice, but I don't think he was even targeted.
Wasn't targeted.
How?
I don't know how you can hold that against him.
No, but I don't know how that could happen. I don't know how
I don't either.
You could come out of a game without throwing the ball to the
I don't know
once.
How you have.
And he was open a couple
times. A tight end that you've invested $50 million in without targeting him at least once.
And
not
Byard,
even once.
Byard, you know, he didn't like this play or that play. He the jet sweep, he didn't stop it.
He did not stop it. That was a one-on-one play. He lost.
Yeah.
Trey McBride. That's a mano y mano. That's a
exactly
when
right.
You put that on tape, you cringe if you're the guy that just got run over for a touchdown. But what the other play bothered me more, and I want to do respect to Kevin Byard, established NFL veteran, trusted safety. He's here, what? He's been half a season.
Yeah.
But Matt Eberflus can fall on the sword for calling a run blitz at the end of the half.
Terrible.
But you are still.
He didn't.
You got 11 guys on the field. You got Kevin Byard, who's in a position to make a tackle. And he can explain it away all he wants. He was not that committed to making a tackle on that play.
Was that like a 55-yard?
Yes.
Touchdown? Okay.
Did you see how he was running? He was taking the angle. He was running away from the play.
Did you see what the blitz was? You know, Eberflus apologized. He said that he ran a
nickel blitz. Josh
blitz,
Blackwell.
On a run play. Let me tell you something. The two guys ran the same play, and they got blocked by one player. If you look at that, that wasn't a bad call.
No.
That was the bad blitz.
That was a coach.
Two guys.
That was a coach taking responsibility for something that wasn't his.
No.
The players,
not his fault.
That was all on the players. And DeMarcado goes 53 yards on
53.
Third and five
yeah.
with 12 seconds to go. And if you watch the replay, and I'm sure that you'll see it about 75 times today,
yeah.
that The angle to take the make the tackle is kind of going. It was a very passive approach to making a tackle that you had to make. If that, not, they score a touchdown, and they did.
They got
backbreaker.
They got 70 yards in two plays, scored a touchdown in 22 seconds.
Yeah,
against the Bears,
this defense is suddenly prone to giving up explosive plays. This defense, though, in fairness. Without Sweat, without Gordon, without Brisker. Brisker against the running in the running game defense, huge. Montez Sweat, bigger than we realized.
Yes.
And also, Kyler Gordon makes a lot of plays. You've got three of your best run defenders gone, and the Cardinals took advantage.
And maybe your best one is Andrew Billings, and he left the game with a pec injury.
Good point.
A pec injury? You know how scary that is?
Yeah, it is. Because those guys kind of know. That was Bill Murray last week.
Bill Murray last week, whose season is over.
He knew what was happening. I hope it's not the case with Andrew Billings. Because that would create a huge void in their
goodness.
Run defense, and they would become a different defense as a result.
Yeah.
You know, there's all kinds of things to wonder about. One of the things was in the description of Montez Sweat's injury, I didn't realize that it was a puncture from a cleat against Washington, and it was the way it was described post-game, correct me if I'm wrong, but it was a matter of pain tolerance, whether or not he was able to go.
Yep.
And I am curious how long this will linger, and I'm curious what the exact nature of the injury is and how he would come back, because just the way they described it, they made it seem like he made a conscious decision not to go.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I like him too much as a player, and I respect him too much as a player. I mean, here's a guy that you gave $100 million, $99 million, and he played like he was an undrafted free agent. So it's hard for me to be overly critical of him. But
I'm not critical.
I understand. I'm curious. I'm just saying, I thought he was going to play in the game. When he didn't play, you could have heard a pin drop.
I'm curious.
I was stunned when he couldn't play.
When you found out in the inactives?
I was absolutely shocked by that.
Yeah. I was a little too, because I think the perception was, we even talked about it.
Yeah.
Thursday, he went, he practiced, he was limited. On Friday, limited. They gave him the day off because they felt comfortable about him playing. That's typically what you do with veterans who you might not worry about. And then they tried him out before the game, and they concluded, not he this week,
yeah.
Which makes me curious if it's going to be a week-to-week thing, or is that going to be one game and he'll be fine because it was so bad? I don't know, because you can't assume anything about this Bears team, and I think as bad as the Patriots may be, if they don't have Montez Sweat, Gordon, and Brisker next week, the way they're playing and the direction this is headed, there are no gimmies on this schedule, none.
Well, Brisker, as we know, is in concussion protocol, and that's beyond their reach. There's no way to pressure him to get out of concussion protocol. That's very scary stuff. As far as Gordon's concerned, I thought that was they said, well, he's dealing with it, and we'll know in the next 48 hours how he responds. Hamstrings take a while, so up to 6 weeks, and you can come back too early, and you can absolutely ruin your hamstring. So I didn't expect either of those guys to play. But you're right. When you're already down a couple guys and then you lose Montez Sweat, that was the bridge too far. That was just one guy too many and your best guy too many. And it really did ruin their run defense.
And then you lose Terrell Smith, who was off to a good start in place of Tyreek Stevenson. Yep. And that kind of nonsense, half discipline.
Whatever,
soft
whatever that
leader.
The
definition of wishy-washy leadership is what you saw in the way that Tyreek Stevenson was handled.
And clearly someone talked to Flusi about it, because he was more than willing to take credit for any problems. Oh, that was me. Oh, I.
He took responsibility, used that word a couple times post-game, accountability. Threw it around a lot.
I like.
It really, the damage was done.
Empty.
Yeah,
there's nothing he could do that was going to make you. The only chance they had was to win the game. If they won the game, then you could say, okay, they got through that, and it was. But now it's just a question of, you know, did they lose that game a week ago? And if they did, how did they keep coming back up to the offensive coordinator on Thursday? We're talking about the same stuff all week, okay? And then you go into that game and you throw up your worst performance of the
year. Did you say throw up?
Yeah.
Some people wanted to throw up.
Oh, I think a lot of people.
It was worthy of throwing up.
Yes, it was pukeable.
Yeah. Is that a word?
No.
Pukeable.
It's not.
One day or one segment today, and we're going to have a typical Monday, Olin, DJ Moore, and Biggs time at 9. But I think that we need to listen again later to what Caleb Williams had to say about
being left in the game.
Well, let's get to that in a moment. But just overall, the response and where this team's... He sounds like he's questioning things without questioning them.
Yes.
But I just think you have a rookie that doesn't quite know yet what to expect from his organization.
Yeah.
And you're in the midst of his rookie year, and he's been up and down. It's not been linear. And it sounds like a guy unintentionally, unknowingly... You know, asking for help.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
yeah.
Show me a way. I want to win. I want to be part of something, and I want to be part of a winning organization. And I think that he's talking about, he mentions, you know, responses. It was very telling to me how Caleb Williams addressed it post-game. And, okay, let's get to the last 2 minutes. If you are going to respond to anything that Matt Eberflus did on Sunday that led or contributed to the Bears' fourth loss, whether it's the way he handled Tyrique Stevenson, the way that he called the run blitz at the end of the game, all those things, fine. There's nothing more egregious in terms of his bad judgment and poor leadership than putting Caleb Williams back on the field with a minute to go to subject to a possible injury that he might have suffered. Do we know that he didn't?
Next Generation Stats said that 16 different players rushed Caleb Williams. I didn't know you could have that many on the field. But
throw a flag.
Yeah, I think that the idea is they just kept going after him with anything they wanted. There were guys at the end of the game that were getting licks on Caleb Williams when he should not have been there. Why was he left in the game? There were two players, that did not play in that game, okay? The backup quarterback and Nate Davis. Those are the only two active players that did not play a down in that game. Draw your own conclusions.
I don't think he should have been out there for the 2 minutes. I hope he's okay.
I hope he's okay.
Eberflus said it looked like he was limping.
That was Charles Davis, right? That was a very good call in real time, voicing what everyone was thinking when Caleb Williams went back onto the field with 2 minutes to go. And
he needs reps.
It was 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're going to get the guy killed.
And he ran up the middle, and then he was escaping pressure, and he was limping off of the field.
Know.
You've got a franchise quarterback in a game you've already lost at the end of another miserable day, and you don't have the presence of mind to get your backup quarterback in the game when the opponent who was blowing your doors off already has done that. They went to their backup. Yeah, Kyler Murray didn't finish that job.
No.
What are you doing? He wanted more reps. He wanted more 2 minutes. Matt Eberflus. Do you listen to yourself speak?
Yeah, no, I don't think he understands a word that he says.
I don't get it. That was the worst thing of the day. On a day full of terrible decisions, that was easily the worst one. You could have risked injury, especially after the first time, the first play.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's still out there.
No, that was.
I'm sorry. For me, you know, when you make dumb decisions, football's football, and sometimes things go wrong. You make a blitz call and the guy breaks it. Fine. That's part of the game.
Yes.
Kevin Byard, feel free to make a tackle to bail your coach out. But the other stuff is just like intentionally or unintentionally just dumb. And leaving him in was dumb.
You know, the blitz, again, they didn't run it correctly. But they were backup players running the blitz, right? So I guess you can forgive errors like that, but you cannot put that kid in harm's way, which he was in all bloody game. And at the end of that game, what were they going to do? You're down 20 points, okay? There's not a play in the whole playbook that can get you 20 points.
You don't need experience that badly. It's a bad experience. You just don't need it that badly.
It was really upsetting, and it was silly and foolish. And I got to tell you, I mean, like I said, pretty much every call we got was you got to get rid of the coach, and the coach has to go. And one of the questions, and it's kind of amusing to me, really, who would take over? I mean, I think you got a couple of options if you're looking for a play caller, if you've done with Shane Waldron. Who's going to be the head coach you fired the guy?
Fair question. To me, my first reaction doesn't matter.
Yeah, I
does not matter.
I'm talking about in season. The Bears have never done that, in part because he's wise enough to have put together a staff where there's no option.
That's the good news?
For him.
Yeah. Well, I think that for him, perhaps. But if you're committed to getting rid of your coach in season, and I don't think they are,
right,
then I don't think it matters who on your staff is qualified or who is the most qualified. You do have some options. You do have some guys who could take over. You have a Grady Sizemore situation, essentially.
Yeah, that exactly.
So but you've already...
You're 500.
You've already realized...
You're 500 with an arrow pointing down.
The arrow's pointing down after this week. No question. No doubt about it. And it's only going to get louder for Matt Eberflus and for Shane Waldron because of what happened in Vegas overnight when Luke Getsy, the offensive coordinator, in his midseason for first job, remember him? Yeah, he got fired overnight.
David, he's available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.